Although I'm talking to you from Australia, thousands of miles away, I don't feel that I'm talking to strangers. I suppose this is because we speak the same language, have much the same customs. Also, 3 years ago, I had a book published in the United States, and since then, I've talked to many Americans by letter and by tape recording. And while I listened to these recordings, I heard the sounds of America, not the big important sounds we hear on television, radio, and cinema, but the little homely sounds that were happening in the homes of these people as they talked to me. I heard a dining room clock chime in Los Angeles, and there's a parrot in St. Louis whose entire repertoire is very familiar to me. I've even heard him scrape his beak against his cage thousands of miles away. And I've heard these people who talk to me breathe. I've heard them sigh. So I think of America as a living, friendly place, and it's good to make this series of talks for you. Also, I think I have something to bring you that is good, even exciting. It's something many people, including my patients, have taught me over the last 40 years. It's simple and yet so important that understanding it could alter the lives of many, because what I propose to tell you could make you invulnerable to the threat of any future nervous breakdown, and it could help to cure those already in breakdown.